Randy Miller, Flyers beat reporter, joins us now. Randy, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing well. It's kind of rare to have a players-only meeting this late in the season when a team's out of the playoffs. So what was the reasoning behind it, do you think?
Players were pretty ticked at themselves for being in a lot of games, feeling they played very well for long stretches, and then they have moments of collapse where the game gets away. They've been kind of calling themselves out the whole second half of the season. We're not playing hard enough. We're not taking every shift. We're playing every shift. Mason really let them have it a couple times, said, "I'm embarrassed. We should all be embarrassed." And he said after a game where he was very good in goal. And the meeting last night was talking about, look, we're in this position because of everything that happened, but we have 9-10 games left, and it doesn't look like we're playing for pride. It doesn't look like we're playing for the sweater. It doesn't look like we're playing for each other. And we've talked about it, and now we got to do it. And it was just they're pretty ticked off themselves. The last two games, they played pretty decent road games for good stretches, and then all of a sudden, bam, bam, a couple quick goals, and they're done.
Goaltending, I noticed there was a, you know, Mason got the pull after two quick goals, wasn't happy about it, and rightfully so. He shouldn't be. What do you make of his long-term future in Philadelphia as well as the head coach, Craig Berube?
Well, Mason's he's very secure. He's been the best player on the team, and I say that in a season in which Jake Voracek is near the top in the scoring lead and led for much of the season. Berube, I would guess Berube is not coming back. They met today to air out differences, and both said they do not have a problem with each other. I don't know that that's necessarily true, but they both said it today and seemed convincing in saying it. The issue goes back to the Mason lost his goalie coach a couple weeks ago. He was very, very tight with Jeff Reese, who helped turn his career around. You know, Mason had a very good rookie season in Columbus and then about 4 years of struggles. He comes to Philadelphia, and right from the start, Reese loved him while he was in Columbus. And right from the start, he was his biggest supporter. They spent hours and hours studying film and just pumping him up. And Reese is a big problem, a big reason that Mason rejuvenated his career. And 2 weekends ago, right before heading into their biggest game of the year, they're going into Boston. They're 4 points out of a playoff spot going into Boston, and Reese leaves the team in what they're calling a mutual split. What was reported in one paper, we've been told, is not true, that there was a feud between over putting Mason back in the game before he was ready to return from his knee surgery. But it's still kind of mysterious on why Reese left, but he has no goalie coach at this point. And both of them say that their relationship, the coach Berube and Mason, their relationship has gotten better since Reese has left, because they've had to deal with each other more. Mason is expected to be in net again tomorrow. Like I said, he's been their MVP this season, and it's crazy saying that in a year where he has one road win. He has a win in December in L.A., but he's played very, very well in a lot of games, and the team isn't scoring goals. That's the biggest problem with this team, is they are not scoring goals. As of a couple of days ago, and they had one decent game last week, they were on pace for their lowest goals per game since 1968-69, and this team thinks that offense is the strength of the team with Drew and Voracek and Matt Reed, who's had a terrible year after having 20-some goals in his first two full 82-game seasons. So I look for some changes. Ron Hextall's the GM. Everything Hextall's done since he's been elevated to GM last season was to copy the LA Kings. He left the Flyers front office to go be assistant GM with the Kings, and he's come back, and a lot of rules, things that we could do in the media, talk to assistant coaches, talk to scouts. That's all stopped because they didn't do it in LA. And sooner or later, it wouldn't shock me. In fact, now that they're really done for the season, I think the Berube is not going to come back, and I think that he'll get someone that was in that LA system, because he's just they won two cups when he was, well, won one cup when he was there, and I guess won another one that he just loves what they did there, and he thinks that's the way to win now.
It's very interesting, that whole Reese situation, not having a goaltending coach. So they didn't even, promote somebody up from the American League team, because that's just kind of odd in today's NHL that there's nobody around.
Yeah, they did not promote anyone. They told us that Neil Little, who is a former NHL goalie, who is the goaltender scout, would be coming in to work with Mason here and there, and he has not done it at all yet. Hextall says he's going to get a new goalie coach for next season. At this point, man, Mason is such a routine guy. He does everything the same times every day, and he and Reese were always together. And now you see Gordon Murphy, one of the assistant coaches, is the guy out there at the beginning of the morning skate shooting at him, where it was always Reese. Ian LaPerriere, one of the assistant coaches, who's in charge of the PK, he's now the guy that goes over the forwards and the shooters with him before games. So it's changing his routine, and I, among other people, thought that this could really screw him up, and thus far he's been very good. You can't tell by his one loss record, which is a losing record, but his save percentage, I believe, is top 10 in the league, and he could be a lot higher if he wasn't hung out to dry a few times.
Randy Miller joins us, the beat reporter for the Philadelphia Flyers. Listening to that response, Randy, I think it's safe to say then that you're saying the Flyers got to improve their back end. I haven't looked at their farm system. Is there anybody in the American League who they think now is being seasoned who can come up? And I know he's not a veteran guy. Or do you expect the Flyers to try to be busy in free agency to lure a defenseman?
Well, they actually think that the defense has been the strength of their team this year. That's what Berube says, but I disagree. Their farm system right now is loaded with defense prospects and is very shy on forward prospects. One of the top prospects was our number one pick last year, Travis Sanheim, who's with Calgary in the WHL, who's probably going to play one more year of juniors next year and probably will be in the World Junior Canada team. Shane Gostisbehere, who led Union College to the NCAA championship in the U.S. last year. He was having his first AHL season, played two games in the NHL. He's an offensive whiz, and then he came up a couple games as emergency, sent him back down. He blew out his knee, and he's done for the year. He's a guy they're counting on. And then their number one pick from 2 years ago is Sam Moran. And this guy is a Chris Pronger clone, 6'7", mean. He was on the World Junior team this year. He plays in the Q, and I think that he's going to be on the team next year. So I think that they're not going to do a whole lot. They opened up, they have cap problems big time, but they opened up a little bit of money by getting rid of Braden Coburn. It's my understanding that money's probably going to go towards re-signing Michael Delzato, who started very well, had a lull, and he's been very good of late. I think that money's going to go there. But Hextall's in a situation here where, as I said, he wants to do what the Kings did, and that's build from within. And his plan is to be patient until all these young defensemen, they have another kid who played the last three World Juniors for Sweden, Robert Haig, who was a second-round pick the year Moran was drafted 2 years ago. So they have four guys, that's kind of the core four that they've been calling them in Philly, that they think these four young defensemen are going to be the big part of the future. But I do expect some changes. I don't know what's going to happen with Vinny Lecavalier. That's been a terrible situation this year. It's hard to feel bad for a guy making so much money, but Vinny, you do with Vinny because he's such a great guy, and he's been benched time and again. I think he's been not playing again now. When he's playing fourth line right wing, is a natural center with over 400 goals, and they're stuck with him for three more years at that 4.5 cap hit, and they can't get anybody to take him. And that's been a big issue, and I think what's really hurt them this year is they lost Kimmo Timonen and Hartnell. Hartnell went to trade to Columbus, and Kimmo was hurt all year. And in addition to missing them on the ice, they really missed their leadership. They helped Drew out a lot with leadership, and they were the older presence in that dressing room the year before they lost Danny Briere, who was another big-time team leader. So now you have a lot of young guys kind of leading, and when you go through struggles, sometimes young guys can't get out of it like they can when you have a team in and Danny Briere and a Hartnell around to help them through it.
Randy, the one major positive this year, of course, has been the breakout season for Jakub Voracek. He's still top five in NHL scoring, 70 points in 73 games. Simmons is having another very solid season. Giroux, those three guys. So for Oilers fans tomorrow night, you look at Voracek, and he slowed down, but so have all the top scorers in the league, really. Like, it's amazing. We might not have it. Well, it doesn't look like I'll have any player with over 85 points this season. It's even Voracek, as great of a start he was, his offense has slowly started to taper off.
Yeah, it has, and he was tremendous in the first half of the season. He's played very, very well. Giroux's tapered off at times. They broke him up at times. They were together for 3 years. Giroux has been with Voracek ever since Jagr left. Giroux had his best year, and Hartnell had his best year when he's here playing right wing, when Jagr was at their right wing, and when Jagr left to go to, I guess it was, who did he go to? Dallas originally. Voracek went to the right wing, and he and Giroux had some great chemistry, but I'd say about after the All-Star break at some point, they broke him up to try to split him up, and that didn't go well. You know, Giroux has zero even-strength goals at home this year. The problem is they cannot score even-strength goals. It's crazy that they played like 35 or 36 home games, and he has no even-strength goals. And he's using dynamite still on the power play. You know, no one plays harder than Claude Giroux. You know, never takes a shift off. But that line is not producing at all. And I believe that they have together two or three even strength goals that they've been on the ice the same time in the calendar year. So it's crazy how they're not doing anything unless it's on the power play. And they've desperately tried to break them up and do something. But Voracek is creating. They can't finish. When Giroux creates, no one can finish. Braden Schenn and Michael Raffel have been on that line. Raffel has 17 or 18 goals playing left wing at times on that line, and second year guy from Austria, an older guy who's 26, 27. He's played well. Braden Schenn's been a big disappointment this year. Had 20 some goals last year. They were hoping for 25 to 30 this year, and he's really struggled. He's a natural center. He's been forced to play left wing on that line, and they want him to get in front of the net, and they just have not found a guy that can be a net presence. They tried Simmons, moving him up to the top line, left wing. That didn't work out. The guy that they really miss is James Van Riemsdyk. They traded him for Luke Schenn, and that has not worked out.
No, not at all. Randy, enjoy it, the final 10-game stretch where guys just hope to get out of the season unscathed. Appreciate your time.
Sure, anytime.